coming in hot at 9:40.
Well, that's just got to shake their hands, Kenny. Got to shake their hands.
Got to shake them. Nathan Zagura coming up at 9. I'd like to shake his hand. 9 o'clock. Daryl Ryder coming on at 8 o'clock. Ken Dorsey writing checks that the Browns can't cash. You did it again yesterday. Well, you said you heard the audio. You said it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Stuff. I want to make sure that I caught the same clip that you are, because somebody called him Baghdad Bob the other day, yesterday. Once he got a chance to talk to the media, and this is just what happens when you start out 0-1.
Baghdad Bob.
Yeah, remember he was.
No, I don't.
Baghdad
Bob
was the guy. You really don't remember this. The guy that came out, and every time his country was just getting destroyed in war, he came out. Nothing to see here. We're winning. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Now I remember.
Because I am searching
I remember the meme. Okay. I remember the meme. Whew. I looked at you and I damn near died. Yeah, I remember the meme there. That one got me. But, well, you remember last week, Ken Dorsey, there's going to be things that only a few guys can do, and he's going to be able to do it. I'm like, he did a few things.
Only a few guys can take 17 hits and stay in a game.
Uh-huh. He did it.
He's right.
He did it. Deshaun Watson did it. But he was talking yesterday, Ken Dorsey did, and he says, well, he thinks the offense is going to do better this week.
We're going to go out and we're going to prepare our tails off this week. Everybody's focused on Jacksonville. Everybody's focused on this next step to move forward. We still have 16 games to go left in the season, and all we can do is control what we control.
I think that's...
That wasn't that bad.
That's logical. That wasn't that bad. For an OC, especially after the way they got off to a start. I did ask you, any
I got to tell you, though, can I plant a seed real quick?
Sure.
Before you say what you say? I got to pay attention to this run game here, because the run game was the big conversation that was going on in Buffalo. I brought this up in the opening segment. I have to plant this seed for everybody. Like, it can't all be on Deshaun Watson. Now, a lot of it can be because he's the quarterback of the football team and he's the one getting paid the most money. So whatever you want to say about you guys aren't being fair to Deshaun. Yeah, I'm being very fair to Deshaun. He's the quarterback of the football team and he's the one making the most money. So that is unfair is fair to a quarterback. However, if you're looking for other reasons, because it is the ultimate team sport, well, I got to put him in a good position here. So I can go back to last week and go, man, he wasn't ready. He had played no football, no actual football before. All right, but as time goes on, are we finding ways to run the football here? Because Buffalo has found ways to run the football since Ken Dorsey's gone. Are we finding ways to get our offensive line out there moving so we can take pressure off the quarterback? Are we finding ways to scheme around no David Njoku? Because my whole thought is conserve the offense, bring the offense closer to the line of scrimmage, get David Njoku involved. Well, I don't have David Njoku now, so Jordan Akins is going to have to be there, or Jeff Swaim, or whoever the hell it's going to be. So now I have to be able to figure that out. So there's going to be other things that, am I going to put him in a better position? And I can sit there and I can say Ken Dorsey's name all I want. Kevin Stefanski is the one calling the plays. And I know you and I are fans of Kevin Stefanski, but he will have to be under a microscope as time goes on, because you got to get this thing going now. Because it's week two, and Jim Schwartz can make up any stat he wants to, but you gotta get the 1-1, man. It does feel a lot. The must-win stuff, it does feel a lot like that. It does feel a lot like that. Well, you better get it going.
And I was just going to ask you, do you feel like there's any added pressure? It's pressure on everybody to win in that building, obviously. But like for someone like Ken Dorsey, who's up there yesterday, think of how it ended in Buffalo. Even though statistically they were still one of the more efficient offenses in the NFL when they fired him, but it had kind of deteriorated in the weeks right before. I mean, I think they had lost 3 of 4. Mm-hmm. Then he gets fired. Now he comes to the Browns. They're going to overhaul the offense. He's not going to call the plays in that offense, but he's going to implement that offense that is something they thought would foster a better Deshaun Watson. And then they come out in week one, and it was just abysmal. They get behind the chains. It's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 15. You mentioned a running game. You know, it's other ways. We talk all the time now, the buzzwords in recent years, not just the run game, it's the extension of the running game, right? It's different ways even to pass the ball that can be considered, oh, that's like a run play. That might as well be a run play. And they are low-risk type plays. It's not just heaving the ball down the field. So all those things is what I'm looking for against Jacksonville, to soften up that pass rush, because you saw what a diabolical, effective pass rush can do against any team, even ours. I mean, that was tough. That was really, really tough for the offense.
216-474-0092. I don't want to ask, well, how are we feeling about this game coming up? But I got to ask, you know, do we need to tone things down here getting ready for 1 week? Because I don't know if anybody out there has been worked up over this offseason and getting ready for this season. You remember last week we were taking it on the chin from some people. Well, why aren't you giving me the pep rally that I wanted? Well, we tried to do that on Friday, and just a lot of people weren't buying it. A lot of people weren't getting it. And then they went out and laid that egg they did against Dallas. And I think a lot of people are like, I thought this was going to happen. I thought this was going to go down this way. And I think that's why a lot of people were quiet. Well, I still got 16 games left to play in this season. And I still have a talented football team. So they got to go in some direction and try to pull out a win in this game. If I'm looking how this game's going to go, I need to try to manage Deshaun Watson. I don't care about how much they're paying him in this case. I got to manage the guy. And I have to make sure that he's comfortable and confident as best I possibly can. That's as a coach. That's as his teammates. Got to do it. Have to do it. And then I got to play good defense against Trevor Lawrence, who had trouble last year against the Browns. Now he was playing hurt, and he was playing in bad weather, but he had three picks against the Browns. Browns ended up winning that football game with the help of those three interceptions. It ended up closer than what it really should have been. But, I mean, I felt the Browns had the game in hand because of those picks that they had caused. This is a defense that plays really well. They have not been able to get themselves a lot of turnovers. And last week they turned it over twice. It puts them behind the eight ball. It makes things very difficult on this defense. So my thought is, hey, can we get a little bit more conservative? Can we run the football? Can we take up a little bit more time? Keep our defense off the field as best we can. Get Deshaun Watson in any sort of rhythm that we possibly can, because it can't be all where he just can't play the position anymore. Find a way to get him involved doing that. And then defensively, can I get after Trevor Lawrence again? Can I do what I did?
No.
I don't know if I'm going to pick him off three times, but can I pick him off at all? Can I give us the ball at the 30-yard line and give us at least three easy points and see if we can punch the ball in for six?
So
can I do something like that against this guy?
Here's what I wonder. Focusing on the offense here for a second, do you think there is a big adjustment from week one to week two, or do you think the Browns stick with the similar game plan in week one and just try to execute way better?
I think that they try to do this again. As much as I said what I would do, I think they're going to try to do the same game plan again.
Yeah, obviously.
And I don't think they're going to completely abandon the run again. I felt they had to try to get themselves back in the football game, because you said it. At what point?
They had 10 penalties offensively.
Was it 27-10, you said, and you felt like they were getting they like this was their shot to get back
Dallas,
in?
Dallas kicked a field goal.
Yes.
That if they missed the field goal, I think it was I'll look back. But if
about the field goal at the end of the first half?
If they there was one in the third quarter, I thought, and if they missed that field goal, we have the ball near midfield and you're only down a couple of scores, it's a totally different game. You got a field position win there, you flip the field, well they convert the field goal.
Okay.
And then what do? We get the ball, another penalty. You're getting off schedule, and that's the killer. I mean, 10 of your 11 penalties were on offense, and how many of them were illegal procedures, illegal formations, illegal man down the field?
That's the type of game we're playing here, because a lot of us, we watch at home, we have a couple of drinks, we go, oh, this game is out of control. This is ridiculous. They're trying to get themselves back in. So, as Tom Brady said it, even though Tom Brady did mixed reviews, Tom Brady said it's going to become a pass-a-thon, and he was right, because they're trying to pass them their way back into the football game, because what you're hoping is there's going to be soft coverage. You're going to be able to go down there and score, and then you make another stop, get the ball back, and then we're really cooking with something here. But because of what had happened, it extended the type of possessions that you have, so now you're playing against the clock and you're playing against a defense, so now you have to throw. I don't think they're going to throw as much as they did in the game on Sunday, but I'm still clearly concerned about the run game, because the averages weren't very good either. I mean, Deshaun Watson ran for 40 yards. If it weren't for Deshaun Watson's 40 yards, I mean, you have two running backs that are averaging under 4 yards a carry. What was it, 3.7? I mean, that's not moving the football very much at all. So you got to get the ball going on the ground. Either Pierre Strong, Jerome Ford. I can't just sit here and keep waiting for Nick Chubb You got to get a run game going at some point. And it has to happen on Sunday. You got to be able to run the football to protect Deshaun Watson and to just give him a breather. Give him a breather and make him confident. And if that's running out of RPO, even though the RPO is dying and you're doing draws, then you got to do what you got to do to be able to hand the damn ball off to the guy and be able to run the football with some
affection. What did they do RPO-wise in the opener? Because remember, we were told that was going to be a huge,
there were handoffs. There were a couple times he kept it and tried to throw. There were a couple times he kept it and took off. There was a couple times of all of it. I mean, they did it a few times. And I know that it's... I don't think I remember seeing it as much as I have in the past, but you know, this is a fuzzy memory now because that was five days ago. But it's still there, and it's probably still more prevalent than what you see with other football teams. Because to make him comfortable, maybe I still have to go back to the past. And these are the things that Ken Dorsey is taxed with.
And the absolute killer for this week, and I know they're saying it's week to week, Njoku.
Mm-hmm.
Not having him as that safety valve, as that the screenplay. Who runs a better screenplay, you know, for the Browns than David Njoku?
You can
already
see it happening. Yep.
And those are the plays they were able to set up, and they were able to set up early game to get defenders thinking one thing, and then show them something different later in the game. And that Njoku play always seemed to work.